This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
This is Money in Motion, 1310 WIBA. Our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Answers to all your retirement questions in one place. Don't forget, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, give us a call now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Klaus Financial, you can find them online, klausfinancial.com. That is all one word, klausfinancial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up a little bit later in the program will be our Klaus Quiz Questions of the Week. Just a little note, if you listen closely to the show, typically you will get the answer to the Klaus Quiz Questions of the Week during the program. Do not forget as well the telephone number for Klaus, 442-5637. Great prize, too, for that Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, a $25 gift card for Panera. Joining us this morning from Klaus Financial is Malia Cuevas. Malia, how you doing today?
Great. Another beautiful spring day.
Not too bad. Not too bad at all. We'll definitely take it. And as we mentioned, the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, let's talk about last week's question. And of course, people always say, oh, what was the answer if they didn't get a chance to catch it? Let's look back.
Yes. So last week's question was, we had looked at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and they told us what percentage of 65-year-olds will eventually use long-term care services. And so the answer was 70% of 65-year-olds will eventually use long-term care. And just a side note, that's actually increased in the last 10 years. That number was a little lower. So kind of interesting, though, the way we're all maturing, I guess.
Yes. Let's talk, Malia. Of course, we do this show every week, and a lot of people, of course, very familiar with you guys, but they don't always know. Sometimes people say, what exactly, Klaus Financial, what is it that you guys do? Let's talk a little bit more about Klaus Financial, who you are and what you do.
Yeah, thank you. So what we are is Klaus Financial. We've been in business since 1976, so entering our 41st year. We have offices in northern Illinois and southern Wisconsin. We have clients all over the country because, believe it or not, they choose to move out of the Midwest in retirement. So we service people from Florida to Alaska. Our specialty is retirement planning, which means that we help individuals, families, and even businesses plan and invest for their retirement. So we work with people up through retirement, into retirement and through retirement. I had a client this week that I met with who's 90 years old, and she's been working with our firm for over 30. So we believe in working with people as long as possible. We work as a team, so teamwork is important to us. We always have assigned advisors, but if we can help you with more than one head, sometimes looking at the same situation, that always works to our client's best interest. And our structure, we're an independent hybrid firm. So what that means is we work primarily as a fee-based fiduciary on behalf of our clients, although we still maintain the ability to service commissionable products that our clients may have. So we can still service them. But what that means is, generally speaking, we can work with people in different capacities. Sometimes people just want a second opinion. Some people like to manage it themselves. We actually created a whole division that allows people to manage it themselves and just check in with us once, twice, or more often during the year. So it's really nice to know that you have options with Klaus Financial, and we love to get to know people. So as we say every week, it costs nothing to sit down with us. We'll take a look at what you're doing and perhaps be able to give you some good guidance. So that's what we do when we're not on the radio, is all this other stuff.
Yeah, a lot, and fun stuff, too. And it's so much fun when we talk about planning for retirement and some of the great benefits. If you want to learn a little bit more, we mentioned the website, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can learn more about Klaus Financial. And as Malia points out, first appointment, not going to cost you anything. Give them a call, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Also joining us in studio is Mr. CJ Kloss from Kloss Financial. CJ, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And we were talking a little bit about Kloss Financial, and today we're also going to talk about staying on track for your future retirement. And, you know, a lot of us probably just got our taxes done, and it's kind of a time where a lot of us start to reflect on the previous year. I've got to assume that it's probably important to be checking on your retirement planning more than just once a year.
Yes, that's the hope. You know, and as we head towards tax filing deadline, everybody knows April 15th, or that's kind of the you know, what sticks out to them. But actually this year, you get a little bit of a reprieve, and you have until April 17th to make sure that your taxes are complete.
Actually, it's the 18th.
Oh, 18th. I'm sorry. April 18th.
One extra day.
But I certainly hope that most of those people who are listening right now are already done with their taxes. If you're not, you know, you have a little bit of a reprieve, but try to get them done as quickly as you can. But part of the reason we remind people of this is because you do have up until that tax filing deadline to do an IRA contribution. And some people think, ah, you know, why would I worry about that? And it's really a control of your taxes, meaning if you get to the end of the year, you're filing your taxes with your accountant or on your own through TurboTax, and they say, hey, you owe the federal government $1,000, let's say, or $1,500, and you owe the state $500. Well, one way to eliminate that, that money that you owe them, is to actually just put $5,500 or $6,500 into a traditional IRA. And this is assuming you're eligible, by the way. There are some eligibility things to be aware of. But it's nice because sometimes you just drop $6,500 from your savings account into your traditional IRA, and boom, the TurboTax system will go, you owe nothing.
No.
That's kind of a nice little feature. So you save a little bit of money for yourself and you don't owe the government at that time.
Let's talk about looking at the budget. A lot of us looking this time of year, and this is probably a good time as well for people to start thinking goals, isn't it?
CJ loves budgets. Go ahead.
Yeah, budget, the B word. Some people call this a four-letter word. So budgets is really not as scary as it sounds, folks. It's basically just how much money is coming in and how much money is going out and where do I want to appropriate those funds. Corporations have to do this. Individuals have to do it. Families have to do it. And golly, our kids have to learn how to do it as well. If they don't, they end up in credit card debt.
Darn right.
So budgeting isn't so much as like, hey, I can only spend X number of dollars in a particular category. It's more about enlightening yourself with how much you are spending in categories and then allowing yourself to be empowered to change that if you want to. So budgeting is a critical thing. As you head into this new tax year, just say to yourself, I want to be empowered. I want to be empowered to know where my money is going. Because unfortunately, technology has done a lot of great things for us. But one thing it has done that has been horrendous for people's personal finances is it has stopped them from tracking how much is in their account. Mm. And you hear this all the time now, but banks will tell you they get a lot of their money from overdraft fees. That's where they get a ton of their revenue, everybody, is basically from people who don't know how much is in their account. And why do they not know? Because they tell themselves, I can go online and see how much is there. And the problem is they don't. They write checks, they, you know, spend money wherever, and they forget, and then they overdraft their account. So the key here is to track where you're spending money, just like our grandparents used to do with those long ledgers. Now we get to do it through some cool technologies.
321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. If you have a question for them, they'd love to answer it for you right now. Don't forget Kloss Financial's number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 and online at klossfinancial.com. And Marcel joins us. Marcel, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ and Malia from Kloss Financial.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm going on Medicare Part A and B this summer. Mm-hmm. And I've been receiving solicitations for insurance, for supplemental insurance.
Yep.
And the question, I guess, is do I need to buy this product? And is there a way to maybe figure out do I need it or do I not need it?
Great question. Really great question. So I think we should start with the fact that while Malia and I are insurance licensed, we don't sell insurance. So our advice to you is purely at kind of a high level, and it really is just advice. And we would suggest that you sit down with a Medicare specialist to get a final answer on this. But here's what we'll tell you that we know. Medicare Part A and B, if you're drawing Social Security, is typically a reduction out of Social Security. A is free, B costs $100, $120 a month, and it comes right out of Social Security. But Part A and Part B don't cover everything. And so you have this gap, and that's where the Medicare supplements come in. And then you have supplements that range from, gosh, what is it, A to J or something,
N, yeah.
A to N. Okay.
Yeah.
There's all these different supplement options that have to do with copays and deductibles and so on and so forth. But what we would say to you is you do need to consider opting for something, whether that be a Medicare supplement or whether that be going off of the Medicare supplement into Medicare Advantage, which Malia and I aren't huge fans of, but it is an option for people to consider. So basically at this point, I'll say to you, yes, what you are getting solicited for is a significant consideration. The vast majority of our clients have that A and B through Social Security, and then they have a Medicare supplement that they pay, call it $100 to $150 a month for. But the beauty is if you do that, then typically your out-of-pocket costs above and beyond that are pretty darn low, if not zero. Malia, would you add anything to that?
Yeah, no, and I would just keep in mind only that all different Medicare supplements, doesn't matter which company you may end up purchasing them from, the services that are offered are identical. They have to, by federal government law, actually offer the same considerations for every plan out there. The only difference you encounter, of course, is the price. So you're going to be price conscious and how well they service their products.
Thanks, Marcel.
Marcel, fantastic question. Very interesting, too, about the Malia brings up that they're all the same. You just got to watch that price. That makes it very, when you're shopping, very, very easy. If you have,
okay. Well, so to that point, mm-hmm. just real quick, that is the confusing part of flipping to Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-Medicare, so think of it as the, you know, exchange or Affordable Care Act. If you don't have a group health plan, but you're not 65 yet, it's all about what company do you have and how's their claims paying history and what's the reputation of the company and so on and so forth. And then you flip into 65 and all of what you thought you knew about health insurance goes right out the window. I mean, truly,
yeah.
Medicare is a completely different currency. So if you enter Medicare trying to apply your pre-Medicare insurance knowledge to the Medicare world, I'm just going to warn you, it doesn't apply at all. So make sure you talk to a specialist that can help you.
321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Don't forget, you can get Klaus online, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Klaus Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number is here at the station, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Don't forget the phone number for Klaus Financial office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget also that initial get to know you kick of the tires appointment, not going to cost you a thing. Again, phone number for Klaus Financial, 442-5637. Also hold on to that number. Coming up a little bit later in the program, we'll have our Klaus quiz question of the week. Talking a little bit this morning about planning and staying on track for your future retirement, and I would assume part of this conversation, a pretty significant part of this conversation, is looking at both debt and savings goals. I would assume that these are kind of the two major things, aren't they?
Absolutely. Well, CJ brought us into this topic very nicely with the idea of looking at your budget. And really, we're trying to be kind of timely with this conversation because we have just ended first quarter of the year. So the point being is that everybody gets excited about setting their goals in January, and now suddenly nobody's at the gym, no one's putting away money, and I just want everybody to say, okay, we can get back on the path. It's okay. It's not too late to start some good habits, to revisit the habits you put in place or tried to put in place. And so what we want to first suggest to people is that they look at trying to eradicate almost all their debt, if possible, and as soon as possible. So these are really CJ's words. I hear him telling everybody this every week, is that we really, really prefer you to try to eliminate that debt first. And especially as we're getting closer to retirement, you look at your situation, you look at the budget, as we just discussed, and you start trying to figure out, and this is where I would suggest people maybe get a second opinion. You know, these are my debts. I've got my mortgage. I've got a car payment. Maybe I've got some student loans out there I'm helping my kids with. where and what should I be getting rid of first? Are there credit card payments, et cetera, et cetera? We want to make sure that if we at all possible can enter retirement with almost no debt, that would be a much preferable situation. So looking at debt, we also look, the flip side is looking at how much we have in savings. So we always talk about emergency savings having anywhere from 3 to 6 months set aside. That would be an emergency buffer fund you have at your local bank. But what everyone understands is the savings banks, savings account across the country right now are extremely low. You're not even getting, you know, a percent, generally speaking. And that's just sitting there, really just sitting there doing nothing for you. So we would say, you know, look at what your expenses really are and make sure you have enough sitting there. But everything over and above that, you might want to consider investing, even if it's, you know, in a very conservative fund of some sort. But we want to make sure that every dollar is trying to grow for you, because as you enter retirement, you're not going to be working and adding those dollars in. So just keep in mind, we want you to have emergency money, but we also want you to be, you know, earning money on your money, so to speak.
Let's talk a little bit about savers versus spenders. There is a difference there, isn't there?
Yeah, so according to a 2016 report from the Federal Reserve on the economic well-being of U.S. households, when asked how their spending compares to their income, 48% of adults say that they spent less than they made in the last 12 months, and 31% report that their spending was equal to their income. 15% of respondents who report that they spent more than they earned. And so with that being said, about 46% are putting away nothing.
Oh.
That's kind of crazy, isn't it? Now, granted, this is from, you know, one statistic report here from the Federal Reserve on economic well-being. So there could be other reports that slightly deviate from this number. But 46% of people putting away nothing, that's scary to Malia and I. And I've had neighbors who have said this to me before. They go, oh, I don't have to worry about saving because I'm part of the state system and I'm part of the employee trust fund's pension. And so, folks, let me just dispel a myth. Pensions do not replace 401ks. Again, pensions do not replace 401ks. Pensions are more similar to Social Security than they are to 401ks. Pensions are basically a future monthly income stream, which, don't mishear me, is a humongous blessing. It's fantastic if you have a pension. But they don't replace the need for liquid reserves when you get to retirement. So please, please, please just make sure that at a minimum, you're trying to save something into that 401k. But again, where this gets tricky, everyone, and I hope you're hearing this, is we talk about a lot. We talk about having an emergency reserve. We talk about saving into your 401k and getting your match and participating in pensions if you can, and on and on and on. And the question is, well, how and when and at what rate, right? And because that's when you get into the weeds of it. That's when the devil's in the details. And so what I would say is, whether it be with us, a firm like ours, another firm, you know, somebody you trust, sit down and try to build a list of priorities around your financial plans. That's really a big part of what we do when we sit down with people.
321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, CJ and Malia, and CJ mentioned things that they do when they sit down with you. Don't forget that first sit down, that first conversation, not going to cost you anything. Telephone number for Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Online, KlossFinancial.com, KlossFinancial.com. We're going to talk about the importance of taking action. We will also have our Kloss Quiz question of the week. That coming up next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, KlossFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Hold on to that telephone number just a moment. We will have our Kloss Quiz question of the week. But before I let you guys roll out of here, a very important question today, which is, when should I be taking action? I would assume the sooner the better, isn't it?
CJ?
No, yeah, I'd like you to start at about 65.
Call you the day before.
Yep,
hey, guys.
Yep,
that was his plan.
That's ideal. No, you know, to this point, well, I'll make this brief. So we have a fair number of young people who, I shouldn't say that, we don't have that many young people who meet with us, but of those who meet with us, and I'll call young people anybody in their 30s and 40s, when they meet with us, they say, I want to retire early. Okay, this is a common theme, and we have to define what they mean by that. They might say, hey, 55. Okay, great. That's awesome. But then they fail to acknowledge their need for living a more disciplined life between now and then. And so here's what I'm going to say to our listeners out there. Retiring pre-65, 65 is Medicare eligibility. That's a big age because you have health insurance covered through, you know, government health insurance. Retiring pre-65 is a big challenge. There's a lot of things you have to consider. And retiring in your 50s is an even bigger challenge. And so if you're not serious about budgeting, if you're not serious about saving, if you're not serious about paying down debt, then don't even begin to talk to financial advisors like us about it, because we just, you know, unfortunately, we're laughing on the inside going, you're not serious. You want that, but you're not willing to live the disciplined lifestyle for it. It's like, you know, a lot of kids will say to me, CJ, I want to play professional soccer. And I go, but you're not practicing, right? Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen, unfortunately. So anyways, if you, the earlier you start, the better, and the more disciplined you are, the better, so that you have more options as you age.
It does.
And the good news is that we actually do have people who make that concerted effort.
We do.
And they actually can retire early, you know, as long as they got the health care insurance taken care of. So that's exciting for people to know that if you are determined, you can make things happen.
You've got to work at it. And that is absolutely great advice. Time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize this week, a $25 gift card for Panera. Kloss Quiz Question of the Week works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win a $25 gift card to Panera. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. According to a 2016 report from the Federal Reserve, what percentage of the adults in the United States are putting away zero in savings? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Panera. And don't forget as well, that number 442-5637. Set up an appointment with Kloss. That first get to know you, kick of the tires meeting isn't going to cost you a thing. Again, their number 442-5637, 442-5637, and online at KlossFinancial.com. That's spelled KLAAS Financial.com. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.